In the studio with us today, we've got a young lady who's going to tell us about autism. She's from Missouri State West Plains, and glad to have you aboard this morning. Emily Brotherton's with us. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for saying I'm young.
Now. All right. So tell us a little bit about the autism.
Yeah. So I am with Missouri State West Plains, but I am working through the ASCEND program where we support the autistic and neurodivergent students on campus. April 2nd coming up is National Autism Acceptance Day. That's a little bit different than past years because it's been autism awareness, but now it's an acceptance to show inclusion across the nation, and we're wanting to bring that to West Plains. And we're in the works with Mayor Topliff to officially recognize that in West Plains as local Autism Acceptance Day.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about how much is autism really, I don't want to say is it a big problem for this area, but how big is it in this area?
Well, it's definitely not a problem. So we're wanting to, with the inclusion, we support a large amount of students in the area. As I've been talking to people in the community, I really understand what an impact it does make on our community. Everybody knows somebody with autism or knows somebody who has a grandchild or a niece or nephew that has autism. And we're just changing the mindset of it actually being a problem. It's just part of who somebody is, and those people are valuable to our community as well. And so whenever we're giving them the extra resources they need that might be in the form of communication, how to bridge that gap with some of the tendencies of autism, it's really showing that these people can contribute to our community in a positive way and just show that autism's just a part of who they are. It doesn't define them. It doesn't, it's just a characteristic of them. And so that's what we're wanting to bring awareness to with the inclusion of Autism Acceptance Day.
Now, for some folks out there that don't know, what are some of the signs of autism? What is an autistic person? What do they have problems with?
So early stages of recognizing autism can include lack of eye contact, overstimulation, such as what you can call stimming. They might have repetitive behaviors with noise making or movement of their hands, things like that. Or really early on, there may be a lagging of how to communicate, how to relay a thought. And that doesn't mean they're not thinking. That just means that they have a obstacle of relaying what they're thinking instead of just that. That's a stigma that really needs to be broken, is that, oh, they're slow. They actually are not. Their type of thinking is very fast, but it's keeping up with that to relay the thought. So it's kind of like a computer, like it can be doing 100 things at once, but it's kind of slow to communicate and make that connection.
Never heard it quite described like that, but it makes a lot of sense. How are you doing, or what are you doing at Missouri State to help folks with autism?
So my role at Missouri State is to be a support system, not only for the student, but also to faculty and staff that may not be used to working with this demographic. So my week looks very busy. A couple days a week, I meet one-on-one with the student just to kind of define what their needs are for that week. We just wrapped up spring break at Missouri State, and so we're coming back, and this week I've kind of focused on my students of looking at midterm grades and going from there, but also social stressors, like I had this instance happen. How do I work around that? This happened in class and it bothered me. What do I need to do? And it may be, well, let's sit down and format an email together to the professor and kind of express yourself in that way, instead of that wall being there of, I'm just not going to do anything. I really take pride in being able to be a resource to them and say, hey, let's go to financial aid and talk about that and kind of get down to the problem and go from there, compared to I can't express myself, or they may have trouble being face to face with somebody and saying, hey, I don't know what to do from here. They may shut down. You know, most of our students have evolved in their the ways that they cope with autism. So they know some of those strategies to express themselves. However, autism doesn't go away. You don't say, oh, I've achieved this and I no longer have autism. They will have coping strategies. But like for me, I'm just that extra support for them to know, hey, you can come vent to me. You can come ask for advice. You can, I can really work with you to overcome some of those barriers that other students may not have. And I really like to reiterate to them when they tell me some of the, you know, hey, I'm having an issue with this. I'm like, that's not because of autism. It's because you're an 18, 19-year-old student in a brand new town. Everybody's feeling that way. So I feel like sometimes I just give them that comfort of, hey, this isn't because of your autism. This is because you're a young adult trying to navigate a new town. So I like to speak about the program because I do see growth in the program and I do see where there is a need. Not all of our students are local. In fact, most of them are from out of town. And so this is brand new. Their support systems are not here in West Plains, such as parents or guardians. And I kind of, again, take pride in being that role for them. I'm just their go-to person for where do we do from here? And then learning about all of the resources we do have available in town, I can direct them where they need to go.
And how do folks get a hold of you if they want to get involved with these resources that you have, or if they just need some more information?
We are that brand new beautiful building on campus that's the Autism and Neurodivergent building, and you can come by, but you can also go to the Missouri State West Plains website and type in Ascend. We have our own page there. We also have a Facebook page. And again, we welcome anybody to come take a look at our building. This is a very state-of-the-art building, the only one in the nation on a campus that revolves around architecture being directed to neurodiverse or autistic individuals. So the lighting's different, the wall textures are different. It's a very cool building, not just because it's new and nice, but it's the only one in the nation on a university campus that revolves around meeting the needs of people that can get overstimulated or triggered by lighting. Things that an average person may not think about, that can really change how somebody feels in a classroom. And I've always been a promoter of, if you're not comfortable in your environment, how are you going to retain anything in a classroom? So we try to meet those needs and at our building to make sure that education does thrive.
All right. Sounds good. All right. So do you have any autism events coming up that you're going to be celebrating?
Yes. As I mentioned, April 2nd is National Autism Acceptance Day. And we're really wanting the community to get involved by wearing blue on that day, not only because, you know, blue is Missouri State Grizzlies, but also it shows the inclusion of being accepting of autism. So on that day specifically, we want the community to wear blue, but we're also doing a t-shirt fundraiser that you can go to the Drago Bookstore website, and we have an Ascend blue shirt that orders need to be submitted by tomorrow so that they can be picked up next week. But it's a nice Bella canvas. It's a nice soft material. They are $25, and $10 goes directly to the Ascend program to support our students, to make sure that this program thrives and continues to grow. Because again, I am seeing a need for that. April 2nd is also Stroll on the Square. So we're really wanting downtown West Plains to be blue. Paint the Town Blue is kind of our theme. And we would really like to see people get involved that day and just show that they support the autism mission to be included in communities.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Good luck to you, and thanks for dropping in and explaining autism to folks out there that, you know, I'm sure that I've learned some stuff today, so I'm sure they have too.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right. That's Emily Brotherton from Missouri State University talking about autism.